Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Higher Ground Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chesley, and today we're diving into a topic that's fundamental in growing trusting relationships, acting out of conviction versus compliance. In life, we often find ourselves at crossroads where we have to make decisions. Do we follow the path of least resistance, the one that seems easiest and most expedient, or do we take a different route, one guided by our convictions, our moral compass? Acting out of conviction means listening to that inner voice, that gut feeling telling you what's right. It's a deeply rooted, intentional choice to align your actions with your core beliefs and values. It transcends mere compliance. It involves a profound inner dialogue, a connection with your moral compass that goes beyond rational thinking. It's about using not just your head, but also your heart. And when you operate from this place of authenticity, it has a profound impact on the trust you build in your relationships, both personal and professional. Just think about it. When you act out of conviction, people can sense it. Your actions are genuine, and that authenticity builds trust. It's like constructing a solid foundation for a house. Trust becomes the bedrock of your connections. But let's talk about compliance for a moment. It's a common human tendency to go with the flow, to follow the crowd, and to conform to established norms. There's a certain comfort in aligning your actions with what everyone else is doing. It requires less scrutiny, less introspection. However, this ease of compliance often conceals a significant drawback: the potential compromise of your individual values and principles. The real danger lies in the subtle erosion of your moral compass. By succumbing to external pressures, you may find yourself detached from your core principles, leading to internal conflict between your actions and your authentic self. Over time, this misalignment may foster feelings of dissatisfaction and a lack of fulfillment. Look, people are perceptive. They can sense when someone is merely going through the motions rather than acting from a place of genuine conviction. This realization can erode the trust that forms the foundation of meaningful connections. So, here's the challenge. How can you navigate a world that sometimes pushes you towards compliance, especially when it seems like the convenient choice? How do you stay true to your convictions, your moral center? It starts with self-awareness and the courage to stand firm in your beliefs. It's about aligning your actions with your values, even when it's tough. Because in the long run, people remember those who acted out of conviction, not just compliance. As we wrap things up for this episode, remember, my friends, navigating the delicate balance between acting out of conviction and succumbing to the ease of compliance is a journey that shapes the very essence of who you are. Choosing authenticity, guided by your inner convictions, not only strengthens your character, but also fosters genuine connections in your relationships. If you want to know more about how you can live the higher ground life for yourself, visit us at thehighergroundlife.com and be sure to share with your friends. Until next time, keep your spirits high, your hearts open, and remember, the journey to the higher ground life begins with a single step